7 FM, Lafayette, Lake Charles, a public service of the University of Louisiana at Lafayette. Find us on Facebook at KRVS Public Media.
And a good morning to you. It's Medicine Ball Caravan time here on KRVS. I'm Cecil Doyle.
It's time for the
And we've got some fine music up ahead, including, music from the James Hunter Six, who will be performing as part of the Louisiana Crossroads series coming to Lake Charles tomorrow evening at Central School Theater, and for two performances Thursday and Friday at the James Munkus Theater over in right here in Lafayette downtown. We'll be hearing a track from Minute by Minute. We'll also hear a brand new recording by Ron Littlejohn and the Funk Embassy, also featuring Alana Bridgewater doing vocals with a track from the new album Shining On. But we're going to start off with Zucchero. Zucchero, this is a recording from 2007 produced by Don Was. Zucchero is an Italian superstar who will be performing at Vermilionville's Performance Center this coming Friday evening, April 11th, and at 7:30 p.m. over at 8 o'clock. Doors open at 7. Show starts at 8 at Vermilionville's Performance Center. Zucchero has been recording music for just about 50 years now and has sold over 50 million records worldwide. This is Amen with Zucchero as we kick off this Medicine Ball Caravan.
Per baciare
One heart worth too many. You better let me by. I'd be gone already if I could stand to see you cry. What kind of fool would I be to let your tears get the drop on me? Baby, one more time. Anything to keep you from turning on.
with me.
Oh, honey.
The way you roll me, the way you light me up, the way you smoke me, You got to roll me up, you got to light me up, you got to smoke me.
Try some of that. Try that.
Oh, baby.
It ain't for sale, but help yourself.
But I feel like I sold myself.
Ooh, you light me up.
With more metaphors than probably allowed in a 3-minute song, that's Ron Little John and the Funk Embassy with Light Me Up from their brand new album, Shining On. Before that, the James Hunter Six from Across the Big Pond, doing their great rendition and keeping the tradition of great American, great soul sounds going with Drop On Me, James Hunter Six, from the album Minute by Minute, their latest. And they perform tonight. Excuse me, I was saying Louisiana Crossroads was tomorrow evening, but it's actually tonight at Central School Theater in Lake Charles, Louisiana. And then it moves Thursday and Friday to Lafayette at ACA. Before James Hunter Six, we heard from Zucchero, who will be performing this Friday, April 11th, at Vermilionville. We heard Amen. You're listening to The Caravan on KRVS at 13 minutes past the hour. A reminder that Legends of the Celtic Harp happens this evening at Cité des Arts, downtown Lafayette. Patrick Ball, Lisa Lynn, and Aria Frankfurter, three of the most renowned Celtic harpists in the world, with a special performance at Cité this evening. You can get tickets. I think they're going fast, so give them a call if you are interested at 291-1122. In fact, all three of them will be joining Cheryl Castile along with Valerie Green of KRVS's Harpistry coming up on The Exchange, coming up at 1 o'clock right here on Public Radio. Also coming up on Sunday, April 13th, room 112, Oliver Hall here on the UL campus, there'll be a free showing of 90 minutes worth of outtakes from feature films about South Louisiana, scenes from films like Hard Times, The Drowning Pool, The Big Easy, and Southern Comfort, with analysis and discussion of responsibility and representation in film led by Dr. Barry Ancelet. This is sponsored by the Friends of the Humanities and the College of Liberal Arts. And again, this is Sunday, April 13th, 3 p.m., room 112 in Oliver Hall. Next Monday, The Great Flood will be the next presentation of the Cane Fire film series. This is a fine, I guess you could almost call it almost experimental documentary film by Bill Morrison, with music by Bill Frizzell. Spotlights the Mississippi River flood of 1927 with newly found footage of that event, mixed with fine music, minimal text, no dialogue and minimal text. And that happens this Monday, 7:30 p.m. at the James Munkus Theater, the ACA, part of the Cane Fire film series. I will give away a pair of tickets to caller number 4 here at the studio line, 482-6991-337, 482-6991, wins a pair of tickets to The Great Flood, that screening next Monday evening. We're going to move on to a new track by Eels from the upcoming Cautionary Tales of Mark Oliver Everett. We'll hear a track from that. But first up, this is the new one featuring Luther Dickinson.
Someday if you ever wonder what in the world ever came of me, look back as far as I can see. Nothing but trouble chasing after me. Someday if you ever hear the wind trembling through the trees, someday if you ever wonder what the hell ever happened to me, someday if you ever
the stupid things I said, the people I hurt and let down. But I hope that it's not my fate to keep defeating my own self.
Contact with one who tries but you don't mean it. When you know as well as me, you'd rather see me paralyzed. Why don't you just come out once and scream it? No, I do not feel that good when I see the heartbreaks you embrace. If I was a master thief, perhaps I'd rob them. And though I know you're dissatisfied with your position and your place, don't you understand? It's not my stand inside my shoes, and just for that one moment I could be you. Yes, I wish that for just one time you could stand inside my shoes.
Mortal classic by Bob Dylan, Positively 4th Street. A more barbed number you can hardly find. And before that, Eels, brand new Eels, Mistakes of My Youth, from the upcoming album, The Cautionary Tales of Mark Oliver Everett. And Luther Dickinson started that set with Some Old Day, featuring Amy Levere on background vocal and upright bass, from the new album, Rock and Roll Blues, by Luther Dickinson from North Mississippi, here on The Caravan on KRVS. Don't forget Festival International coming up just a couple of weeks away. It will begin on Thursday, well, proper, actually, Wednesday, April 23rd, the opening ceremonies on April 24th. KRVS will be broadcasting beginning on Thursday from three separate stages. When you can't be at the festival, stay with it right here at 88.7 or krvs.org. We're going to feature three of the international artists performing that I highly recommend you put into your schedule. Of course, Tanarwin will be performing actually a couple of times. This is one of the biggest things in groups in world music today. The Electric Tuaregs, as I often refer to them, will be performing on a Friday evening as well as again on Saturday afternoon early. We'll play a track from their most recent album entitled Imar. We'll also hear from Sierra Leone's Refugee All-Stars. They have a brand new album. They are, once again, just like Tanarwin, each performed once before here at Festival and returning again. They have a new album entitled Libation. We'll hear a track from that. They also play on Friday. But we begin with Bombino, who headlines on Saturday evening. And this is from Nomad, produced by Dan Auerbach. Saturday night headliner, Bombino. New music for Festival International here on The Caravan.
Canualio, canualio, sala kimba ni waliyo kanu waliyo kanu waliyo ya kanu waliyo masala kimba ni waliyo na una babula makaso tije kakongo mido tembe ido bado na mido site na una babula makaso tije kakana mido tembe ido bado na mido site na una babula makaso tije kanachia mido tembe ido bado na mido site o waka una babula makaso tije kasenigal mido tembe ido bado na mido site
Just some of the international performers at this year's Festival International de Louisiane. Check out complete schedules at festivalinternational.com. We heard there from Sierra Leone's Refugee All-Stars with Mindu Sinte from their new album Libation, Tinarwin with Chage Boo from their one new one MR, and Bambino with Amadanine from his release from last year, Nomad. Another Festival International performer, group of performers, Beausoleil avec Michael Doucet. From their latest album, From Bamako to Karen Crow, this is La Gigue Creole here on the Medicine Ball Caravan. Fine rendering of that old tune, Baby Please Don't Go, by Cedric Watson and Bijou Creole from the new album, Le Troubadour Creole. Prior to that, the latest album by jazz violinist Regina Carter called Southern Comfort visits some fine renderings of many classic tunes and traditional numbers, including Miner's Child, we heard there, with Regina Carter doing violin, accompanied by accordionist Will Holhauser, and arranged by guitarist Marvin Sewell. That's taken from, again, Southern Comfort, the latest by Regina Carter. And we started with Beausoleil, with Michael Doucet, with Le Jig Creole, and I'm pretty sure they'll be performing that during their performance at this year's Festival International. Again, KRVS Broadcasting Festival International this year. Caravan was produced live in Cypress Lake Studios here on the campus of UL Lafayette, who join you in support of this station. I'm Cecil Doyle. Thanks so much for tuning in. Don't forget, live in the studio, the Legends of the Celtic Harp right here on The Exchange with Cheryl Castile. We're going to go out with some Steve Earle and the Dukes and Duchesses. Is that all you got? That's all we got for today. We'll do it again tomorrow.